How far have we come? Have we gotten off track? Have we gone so far down one road and it's not working anymore, but we've been doing it for so long that that's just what we keep doing because we don't know how to get back to where we were. And I think sometimes we just have to stop, think about it, see where we need to be, and then, and it may be backtracking. We may have to undo some of what we did, and that's okay.
As a Texas realtor, Robin McCoy is in the unique position to meet and know so many different people in a wide range of industries. These people are her tribe, and she leverages them not only to help her business, but to help theirs as well. Welcome to Crushing It With Your Tribe, where we share real talk about building business and life relationships. Here is your host, Robin McCoy.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Crushing It With Your Tribe with Robin McCoy, and that's me. I don't have a guest this week. We had, unfortunately, someone got sick and had to cancel, and I thought I would just tell a story. I would tell a story that I've told before in different situations, and people have asked me about it. So I'm going to take a little piece of my Camino story, and there very likely could be an upcoming book if I could ever finish it, but we will talk a little bit about that. In 2019, August of 2019, I embarked on a journey where I flew to Spain and walked a portion of the Camino de Santiago. And won't go into everything that that is, but it is an ancient pilgrimage that the Catholics took to the tomb of St. John. And so over the decades and the centuries, it's become more of a spiritual journey. A lot of Catholics still take this journey, but a lot of non-Catholics do as well. And my goal was to arrive in Sarria, Spain, and walk to Santiago. I planned on it taking me 10 days. Unfortunately, I got injured about halfway through and had to come home. So there were a lot of mental conversations that went on during that time. And one of the things that came out of it was this idea of following the signs. All right, so let's step back a little bit. I think everyone, at least once in their life, if not once a month, says, oh, if I could just see a sign, I would know what to do. I would know whether I should quit this job or take that job or leave a marriage or get married. If I could just have a sign that I should have a child, that I should fill in the blank. Everybody's looking for a sign, and often those signs are very much right in front of us, and we don't always see them as we should. So when you get on the Camino, there are signs all over the place that direct you on which way to go. And sometimes you can see them clearly. Sometimes you cannot. Sometimes it is on a stone. Sometimes it's written on the pavement. And so if you're not paying attention and not following the signs, you can get a little turned around. Sometimes you can get really turned around, or maybe you just got off course a little bit. And I think that is also where some of the, when we're in business, when in our personal life, where we get off track because we're not following the signs. And when we do find ourselves off our path, we think we're so far off the path that we can't get back and we stop and we quit. So I just want to talk a little bit about following the signs and what that looks like and just kind of my take on all of it. So as I said, when you're following the Camino, now a lot of people have a guidebook. You can buy a guidebook anywhere and it tells you all the stops along the Camino. I had such a guidebook, but I left it in Dallas. So I got to Spain, didn't have my guidebook and said, well, you've studied it. There'll be signs. You'll be able to figure it out. And there are signs. Many of them look just like this. Okay. They are a little bigger picture there. It's just a map. And this takes you all the way from the beginning, which is, you know, 500 and some miles. It starts in France and goes all the way across. Spain, and those are everywhere. So you can kind of see where you are. You can get an idea of where the next major city might be. But as you go along, these are really the signs that you're looking for. They're on a stone post. It's very clearly marked that you want to go that way and continue going that way on the path to Santiago. And I think a lot of times in business and in life, these are what we see. We see, oh, I should take this class and I will take this coursework and I'll graduate from high school or college or something and I will get my degree and then I'll become a doctor. And then those are the signs that are easy to follow. Sometimes the signs look a little bit more like this. Maybe they've been roughed up. Maybe somebody's just had graffiti all over them. Maybe you can't see it because it's just so obscured that you walk right past that sign. That could be anybody that is telling us, you know, maybe it's a parent giving guidance, but we're not really hearing it because of who it's coming from. Maybe it is a coworker that something is happening to them and you don't necessarily see it as it's happening to you, even though it is. So you don't see that particular sign. One story, as I was walking and I had my head down and I was deep in thought. That is one thing about this journey and this walk. And I did it solo. So I didn't have a pilgrim partner. They call the hikers or the walkers pilgrims. To chat with, to go with. Periodically along the way I would, but I was slow as a tortoise. So people would just kind of zip on past me. So I would get in my head and I would get very much into thought. Well, at one point I woke up from my deep thought and I was in the middle of a farmer's field. I looked around and I realized I was no longer on the path, that there were cows on either side of me. There was mud and I was on a very narrow path. And that's not necessarily unusual along the Camino, but I just knew I was no longer going in the right direction. And I stopped and a little panic came up and I'm like, oh my God, where am I? I was all alone. And I said, well, we know this is wrong. Just turn around and go back the way you came. So I did that. And fortunately, I hadn't gotten too far off the path. I was probably just a few hundred yards off the path before I realized I wasn't where I was supposed to be. And I looked up and I saw another pilgrim go by. And that told me that's the path I want to be on. So often as we get caught up in our goals and our plans and just even our day-to-day, we get our head down and we go, 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 go. But we fail to look up and see where we are. How far have we come? Have we gotten off track? Have we gone so far down one road and it's not working anymore, but we've been doing it for so long that that's just what we keep doing because we don't know how to get back to where we were. And I think sometimes we just have to stop, think about it, see where we need to be, and then, and it may be backtracking. We may have to undo some of what we did, and that's okay. Is this the year that you're going to stop paying rent? Is this the year that you are going to finally purchase your own home? But where do you start? How do you get your questions answered? Well, I'm Robin McCoy, and I'm a Texas realtor with Keller Williams. Relax, I got this. I have a home buyer's masterclass the first Saturday of every month, and it's free to you, and it's all online. Just text the word masterclass to 214-226-3770, and we'll get you registered and on the path to home ownership. That's okay. Whether you're trying to get healthier, exercise, right? We exercise, 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 and then we don't one day, and then we don't the next day. And the next thing we know, we're a month off track, and the thought of going back and how our muscles are going to hurt, and how am I going to get up in the morning, and what will people say in the exercise class that I go to? They'll say, where have you been? What happened? You know, and so we sometimes we have to reap what we sow and get ourselves back on track to where we're doing the things that we need to do and want to do to achieve the goal that we have set for ourselves. Now, sometimes as we are going through these signs, like, you know, and we pass by some of them and we miss some of them, sometimes the sign tells us to go this way or that way. You have a choice. What should you do? In this particular case, we got there and there was a crowd of pilgrims going, oh, now what do we do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And as you look at this, to the left was a very, very steep hill. Very steep. And I mean, it was like almost straight down. Look to the right and it was flat. And some people opted for the literally straight down, and some opted for the flatter path, the path of seemingly least resistance. Well, sure, it was flat for about, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes of that walk. And then it went straight down as well. That hill was so steep, I had to walk down sideways. So even though at the beginning I made the right choice, in the end, did I? They all ended up at the same place. One was more difficult at the beginning, and one was more difficult at the end. And sometimes we don't know what that is going to look like until we get there. But I got to the end of that hill, and I was so tired. My legs hurt so badly. My feet hurt so badly. I just pulled over to the side, took my backpack off, had a snack, took my boots off, and let my feet breathe a little bit. And then come to find out I was only a few hundred yards from the next town where I was able to actually get some lunch. But the point is, the signs are not always as we would like them to be. Sometimes they're confusing. Sometimes they tell us to go two different directions. Sometimes we don't see them. And sometimes they're very clearly marked. And we have those signs that are telling us which way to go, how to do it. What is the course of action we need to take? Should you start that new business? Here's the sign. Should you start that new business? Oh, I missed it. I missed that sign. Yes, I'm going to go back and I'm going to redo what I missed and move forward. As I mentioned, I got hurt about 5 days in. And for a journey that is 100% walking, you really do need to walk. And unfortunately, I was unable to do that. So I had to go home. And that was an agonizing decision. It was very difficult for me to give up on this dream. And but I had to. I couldn't walk. My foot wasn't getting any better. My parents were worried about me. They couldn't come get me like a parent would want to do. In fact, my father said, if I could be there with you and get you, I would. And it was tearing him up that he couldn't be there. And that sign for me at that point was, Robin, please come home. And so I realized I was going to have to put all my ducks together, get them all in a row, and figure out how I was going to get myself home, basically on one foot. So fortunately, I had angels around me, and the place I was staying was unbelievably helpful and kind and generous to me, and helped me get that path started. You know, then you have this sign, and that was the bus home. That was the bus that I needed to take on into Santiago, where I would spend the night, get on a train the next morning back to Madrid, get on an airplane, and fly back to Dallas. Sometimes these are heart-wrenching, but sometimes they're for a reason. And I think the sign of the injury is maybe I had learned enough at that time about myself that I still had done what many people wouldn't do, couldn't do, couldn't trust themselves to do. I did find out what I was made of, which was ultimately what the journey was all about. What am I made of? There are signs all around us. Sometimes, as when I made the decision to go, it was in a bookstore in Oak Cliff. and a Facebook ad that directed me there. Sometimes it's an email from your father that just asks you to come home. In the end, we all have our signs. And ultimately, this was my final sign. Everything's going to be okay. I'm going to get home. And I'm going to tell my story so that someone else can follow their own Camino. Now, by that, I don't mean that you have to get on a plane to Spain by yourself and put everything on your back and start walking. Everybody's Camino is different, but you're getting the signs. They're there. Should you start that business? Should you have children? Should you go back to school? Should you buy a new house? Should you retire to Costa Rica? What are the things that you want to do? Find your Camino. The signs are, in fact, all around you. We just have to take a minute and find them. So that's my story. That's one of my stories from the Camino. I will tell some more periodically on this show, probably when a guest gets sick or something. But I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you taking a minute to hear my story. And if you have any thoughts or comments about any of this, I hope you'll let me know. Go see what you're made of. I think we are all much stronger and much more resilient than we give ourselves credit for. And I would hope that you can find your Camino, go for it, come out on the other end, just even a little bit better in here. Thanks for listening to Crushing It with Your Tribe, and I will talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining us for Crushing It with Your Tribe with Texas Realtor Robin McCoy. Check out all the show notes for contact information on Robin and her guests and to access your free resources and information discussed on this episode. Also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss a conversation. Thanks again, and we will see you next time on Crushing It with Your Tribe with Robin McCoy.